Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Southern Sky.
Today, the late, great Glenn Campbell, Southern Knights, 464-56851. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Once again, your song of the day, Southern Nights by the late, great Glenn Campbell. 464-56851. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Yeah, you just splashed a three-pointer and then, like, just watched it go in and then looked at the crowd and put your arms up. You know, one of those. Yeah. That was gorgeous. God, what a pick by you. Man.
Didn't see that one coming, did you?
No. You have your off days, and you hit some – I mean, you throw some bricks up there sometimes, but that was pretty.
Pretty high percentage shooter, though.
You have been lately.
Yeah, lately, I have.
That was pretty. That's a great find. I mean, it's not a song that, you know, you don't hear it very often anymore.
You don't? Why?
I don't know.
You're right. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's a great song. Always liked it. From the very first time I heard it. What was his other song?
Rhinestone Cowboy.
I wish I
Which is one of the greatest songs in the history of music. Not the best, but one of the greatest songs
except
ever.
You butcher the words in it.
Yeah, I do.
We're not going to go there, though.
I do butcher the words. I do because it makes me laugh.
Okay, that song, Southern Nights by...
Probably his third best song behind Rhinestone Cowboy and Wichita Lineman.
Yeah.
That's probably his third biggest song, okay. at least. Let's go with that.
I'll buy that.
Let's go with that.
God, that's high. Because not only is it a wonderful song, it's there's some creativity involved in your pick. On, you know, what do we call this song
this
of the
is
day?
Song of the Day. It's been that way for about 5 years now.
I thought we added a I thought we had a word in there.
It was at one point the questionable song of the day. That, we just dropped that.
Hey, Harrison, easy. I was looking for questionable.
There, yeah, questionable was the
okay,
word.
That was unquestionably wonderful. 9.6.
Harrison's face would indicate, I don't think he's at a 9.6. He's like, whoa, that seems high. All right.
He liked it, though.
So because I saw the poker face break there, there's no way he's that high. Let's go with the 4.1.
Okay, I think he went a little higher, and I'm even going to predict what he wrote.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, he wrote, he gave it, what'd you give it?
4.1.
Yeah, I'm saying 5.1. He's going to put catchy, not great.
6.2, strong, weak, very different sound.
Wow.
This is three straight quality grades from Harrison. I don't know what to do with myself. This is very strange.
Well, I know one thing you could do. Keep trying to pick good songs opposed to going to Alt Nation.
I haven't played, as you know, I have not played Alt Nation in a long time because that music's gone to crap.
Yeah, stay away from New Agey.
Well, it was good 5 years ago, and now it's not anymore.
Anyway. Good job.
All right, let's get some ratings before the mailbag. You want to guess what the textures are saying?
They love it. They love the song.
But they're flowing in. They got to go to the top now. There's a lot of ratings on this one. Here we go. I'll go through them quickly, and then we'll get to mailbag. 7.8 from Brian. Leroy, 8.19 from Randy.
Randy.
Logan and KC, 6.2. Fat Phil, a 6. That's still high for him. He's usually in the 4s.
Yeah.
Rod, an 8. Texas Jeremy says, a 10. Great song, Jake.
Texas.
Eric. Yes, that Eric says, oh, bleep off, Jake, 8.5. I hate giving you that score.
Bleep off.
The best part is he actually writes bleep. He says, oh, bleep off. I'm not saying, I'm reading the text, oh, bleep off. The Milkman, 10, because you never play old country.
The Milkman.
Like 8, Corey 2.0.
Okay,
Corey. 7.5.
Okay.
Jennifer, a 7.
Okay.
Joe, an 8. He says, 93.7, where the 70s live on forever.
You're dang right. I hope. They do live on.
They will always live on.
They will not go away.
John in Fremont, 8.3. Josh in Mexico.
Oh, man.
6.7.
Mexico.
Michael in Carolina, a 4. John Des Moines got a guess?
Yeah, he liked it. He gave it a 7.0.
He says, it's okay, not one of his best, a 5. Tater says, I just can't imagine anyone jamming to this song.
Not jamming.
Can you bob? I was bobbing.
Yeah, definitely bob.
You saw me. I was bobbing.
Yeah, that's a happy song.
6.3. We got a lot of text on this one today. 6.3 from John. Grandpa Rick says an 8.
Grandpa, of course, is going to like that. That's an old song.
Oh, Galveston's also a great Glenn Campbell song. That's probably your favorite one.
Galveston.
Right? You love that one.
Yeah, that's a great one. Thank you. Thank you, Jake.
Where's that rank in the Glenn Campbell song?
High, in the top four.
It's not Rhinestone.
See,
Campbell.
I'm not. I put Lineman from the county below
Wichita
Southern.
Lineman.
Yeah, Wichita Lineman.
I mean, that's the line in the song. Yeah. It's called
Wichita
Lineman.
I put Wichita Lineman below Southern Knights and below Galveston.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah. I also would, but you put Rhinestone Cowboy number one, of course.
Yeah,
it's one of the best songs in music history. Yes,
unfortunately, you've completely ruined it for me. But
no way.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, apparently from Space Cadet, this is, Spotify lists your most popular songs.
Okay.
And he says, basically that says, Southern Nights is number one on Glenn Campbell's Spotify page.
Okay.
I would assume it'd be Rhinestone Cowboy. But, of course, I have been wrong before. Not often, but once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
On that note, let's... Okay,
let's go with once in a while.
Yeah, it's rare. It's once a blue moon.
3 times a day.
No.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mailbag time. Here we go. Okay, we got a couple good ones here. We got Kelly. My computer doesn't freeze up. All right. Hey, guys. Your discussion about a possible neutral site game for the Nebraska-Northwestern game got me thinking, even though it's already at neutral site. Trev Alberts has hired early break to complete one job. That's us. Schedule a neutral site game that will excite the fan base. Which school is your first call, and where would you suggest it be? Here is some options that Kelly plays out. K-State at Arrowhead in Kansas City.
Love it.
USC in Vegas.
Love
Texas it. At Jerry's World.
Don't know. We've done that before.
Colorado at Mile High Stadium in Denver.
Yes.
Broncos Stadium.
Yes.
And
yes.
How about Georgia in Nashville?
Whoa, I don't want any part of Georgia right now.
I don't want to play Georgia right now. No,
but Colorado at Mile High would be fun. Colorado.
I'd like to play somebody in Nashville. How about play Tennessee in Nashville again?
Okay.
Like the
bowl game. How about Tennessee in Nashville?
I'm down for that.
All right, if me and you are on the committee, we're pushing for Tennessee and Nashville.
That would
be fun. It's not neutral site for Tennessee, really.
It is. It's not their. It's not Knoxville.
It's kind of neutral site.
It's in their favor, but Nebraska fan, we love Nashville. It's a great city.
Arrowhead is appealing. That Oklahoma State game back in the day when Nebraska played Okie State down there, wow. Harrison, the Journal Star crew got to the game a half hour late because of traffic.
Seriously?
Yeah, because we were on the interstate on, I guess, I-29 would have been.
Yeah.
No, 35, no. Whatever the
35.
Hell it is. 35, yeah. We were in stopped traffic on the interstate, and the game was starting.
You said, this is not good.
No. You know what, though, I learned? Well, you know what I learned? Valuable lesson. You can get to a game at halftime and cover it just fine.
Just make sure you have a radio that's functioning.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was fine. There's so much. No, it was fine. But anyway, that was an amazing scene at Arrowhead, as was the Big 12 championship game in 06. No, it was colder than holy hell in 06. Remember what I'm talking about? Jake, do you remember what I'm talking
about?
Yes, I do. When they played Oklahoma.
Yeah, I remember that. It was like 21-7, right?
Yeah, but the crowd was...
Boring game?
I don't know. I didn't think it was boring. And
pretty boring.
The crowd was incredible. Yeah. I would say, if I'm on the committee, Nashville's alluring. Arrowhead has an edge, though. I'm trying to get somebody in Arrowhead. Kansas State makes sense.
That makes sense. I like the Nashville one, though, just for my own personal travels and enjoyment. Okay,
I know what you're alluding to.
Yeah,
yeah. What's that district in Kansas City doesn't quite do it for you?
Power and Light.
Yeah, the Power and Light just doesn't quite do it for you. You need Nashville.
I need Nashville.
Okay, I get it.
Michael, this is a very broad question. It says the internet is a very strange place. What's the strangest thing that you have seen most recently?
Oh gosh, why don't you handle this one?
Boy, I mean, where do you start?
I don't know.
First of all, there's always a bunch of fake rumors on the internet that people just run with. You know, my biggest thing I hate about. How about this? How about yesterday? How about this for one?
Okay.
Sam McEwen had his Twitter hacked yesterday.
Got hacked
by some. I don't know what the heck that was, but I had all sorts of response and retweets to that. Like somebody got in and it went viral to whatever country that came from. Mm-hmm. And so Sam now has his own. He's got his own Twitter account. He started back up.
He got hacked.
He got hacked. I've never seen that type of hacking.
Yeah, I guess.
It logged him out. I'll go with that one right there.
Gosh, I wish I had a great example. Harrison would understand. I'm always a little alarmed by Kevin Durant on Twitter.
He is an idiot.
I mean, he's a little too engaged on Twitter. And the profanity always throws me for a loop, too. But
it's supposed to be like an idol for kids, man. What's all this crap?
All right, keep going.
Corey, by the way, says Tennessee in Nashville is a terrible choice, not neutral. Well, but we like Nashville.
He's got a point.
Can you play somebody else in Nashville that's not Tennessee? Like, who can you play? We're not playing Vanderbilt because they suck. They also are in Nashville.
Well, they're in Nashville.
Who can you play in Nashville that makes sense for both sides to meet up there?
I don't know. So how about Florida?
I'd play them right now.
Florida.
Yeah, I'd play Florida.
Florida. How about Nebraska versus Florida and Nashville? Ooh, that would be interesting, actually.
But you love Jacksonville. We could go there and play that game there.
You don't play Florida in Jacksonville.
But they don't. They're in Gainesville. It's not Jacksonville.
Yeah, it's close. Fine. Jacksonville.
It's got to be very neutral.
Yeah, there. Yeah. You've had some bad ideas. I think you need to quit while you're behind, basically.
All I have is great ideas.
The Nashville thing is, I like the idea of going to Nissan Stadium again.
Yes, every year.
But Arrowhead, I'm trying to get somebody to Arrowhead is what I'm doing. I'm trying to get somebody to Arrowhead. How about getting Jimbo to Arrowhead?
I don't want to play them right now. Mm-hmm. Somebody I feel like I can beat right now. I can beat Florida.
I was going to say Missouri and Arrowhead, but that's kind of home fieldish for Missouri. Kansas State's a little home fieldish, a little bit. I'd hit Kansas State and Arrowhead. I think that'd be fun. That'd be fun. Old Big 8, Big 12 rival. Hit them. That would be fun. Mile High Stadium would be fun.
Against somebody, whether it's the Buffaloes or somebody else.
Colorado would be fun. God, that trip to Colorado was fun. Just tell me it wasn't a blast.
I had a blast.
Yeah, that's not a rivalry.
I'd like to go back there again.
I mean, grown men grabbing their junk and pointing at Nebraska fans. My God. That was intense.
Like you liked it.
No, I did not like it. I was taken aback
by it. Just making sure. Top of the hour next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money.